It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, the 2024 high school football season was historic for both the Somerville Bears and the Sonora High Wildcats. The Wildcats winning the Division 4A state championship, the Bears winning the 6A state championship. I'm pleased to be joined in the studio by the head coaches for both teams. From Sonora High School, we have Kirk Clifton, and from Somerville High School, we have Coach Sean Leveros. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
And I have to say, we recorded this show earlier, and then we had an unfortunate technical glitch. We had hoped to air it a little bit earlier, but we brought you guys back in, so I apologize, and I want to thank you so much for coming back in and recording here with us here this morning.
No problem.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun topic to discuss regardless, the state championship, the historic years for both teams. And I'll start first with Coach Leveros at Somerville High School. You know, looking back, you know, what do you feel kind of defined this year's team and set them apart from others during the past football season?
I remember our first day of our practice, you're only in helmets. And we, day one install, we had a fly to the left side, and Luke Larson and Orlando Lopez ended up on the ground in what should be a non-contact drill. They were getting pretty physical. And I knew right then that we had a very, very scrappy team that hated to lose and loved the game of football.
Kirk Clifton, I'll pose the same question for you for Sonora High School. What was it that you feel kind of set this year's team apart from others?
You know, very similar to Coach Leveros. You know, we opened up with Oakdale and scored 21 points in the fourth quarter to end up beating them by 10, 31-21, and showed a tremendous amount of grit. You know, we were so young and turned the ball over quite a few times, and so that was a little frustrating, but we showed a tremendous amount of grit, and I felt like we had the opportunity to be pretty good if we improved on that portion of the game.
Were there some key moments, Coach Clifton, when you look back, that kind of really moved this team forward?
Yeah, honestly, you know, we beat Oakdale. They were the Division III semifinalists, runners-up in the section. And then when we were 6-0, we went down to Houston, who was the section championship and champion in Division V. Lost to them in a heartbreaker by 1 point, and you know, we drove the length of the field with 1:50 left, scored with 6 seconds, and went for 2 and didn't get it. And you know, and then we had a really bad week after that, and didn't perform very well against Ripon, and we got beat, got upset, but you know, they really turned the corner, and you know, they owned their mistakes that week. And they just really, I thought, turned into really good young men and said, we're not going to let that happen again. And I really think that was the turning point for us right there.
Coach Leveros, how about you? You know, kind of some key moments or a key moment that you look back upon that really showed who this team was.
Yeah, I think a very critical moment in our season was game one. Game one is a very big deal. And to start the season, we too were very young. We only had 3 returning starters on offense and I think 4 on defense. We graduated 20-plus seniors the year before. So we had a lot of new people starting for the first time. And we played Ripon Christian, who is a quality opponent coming off of, I think, the NorCal loss or section loss.
NorCal. They lost to Woodland Christian.
Yeah, and NorCal. So quality opponent week one, and we have a lot of new people starting for the first time. And that was a contest that we won 24-21. And the game was never settled until the end. And we had to go on a time-consuming, keep-the-ball-away-from-the-opponent drive at the very end. And that's when we started to feel like, wow, we might have something here.
You know, Coach Clifton, for Sonora High School, what was it like leaving the Motherlode League and moving into the Trans Valley Conference?
You know, we really enjoyed it. We embraced the challenge. I feel like it's the number one small school league in the state of California. Maybe next to the Trinity League, maybe the number two toughest league in the state. I don't know. Pound for pound, it could be argued that, you know. So I think it was a great challenge for our kids, great challenge for our coaches. And, you know, everybody there in our league made playoffs. you know, which is a pretty crazy feat if you think about it. Everybody in our league made playoffs. So, you know, it was great. It was a great challenge for our kids, and I kind of knew and I felt like it was going to be a little bit of a different grind for us, not only physically but mentally, because, you know, in the past we hadn't always had that.
Coach Leveros, from Somerville's perspective, you, of course, stayed in the Motherlode League. What was the transition with the people coming and going like for Somerville?
There's a lot of familiarity when you have faced a team year in, year out. So when it's new, we had a lot of new opponents. So there's not a lot of previous game film or previous game plans to draw from. And we lost Sonora, Amador, and Argonaut, who those three teams have played for the state in the last decade. Mm-hmm. So you lost a lot of talented football programs. So we knew that there was going to be new. Linden coming in, we believed was going to be a good team, and that turned out to be true. So new. I guess that's a good way of putting it. A lot of new teams in the league and a lot of new prep and game plans.
Well, it is a time to celebrate both teams. And Coach Leveros, I'll stay with you at Somerville High School. You know, the senior class, you know, some people who stepped up this year, who are going to be some of those people that you're going to be missing?
All the seniors. At Somerville High, we have a saying that you come in as a freshman and sophomore, and you kind of just survive and you learn why we do what we do, how we do what we do. And then as juniors, you start to learn to lead. And then the seniors, their statement is, what type of legacy are you going to leave behind? And the outgoing seniors left a legacy unlike any other senior class.
Coach Clifton, how about you? Just kind of reflections on your seniors that are leaving.
Yeah, you know, there's nine of them leaving. Several of them made humongous impacts on our on game, on field performance. And, you know, some of them didn't. But what I felt like I have said to our kids multiple times, and I even said in our banquet, that every single kid up here was responsible for winning a state championship. Yep. Just because they didn't all get on the field at the same time, because at the same, you know, on game days, doesn't change the value that they bring to the program.
You know, looking back on this past year, who would you say are some of the players that really stood out for you throughout 2024? I'll start with Coach Clifton.
I don't really like individual awards, and I even said that at our banquet, and I got outnumbered by our assistant coaches too. You know, we handed some out, but it's everybody. It takes a village, and it's an entire team. It's the greatest team sport in the world, because you have to be both tough physically and mentally. 11 people doing things right at the same time is really satisfying, so I don't really want to single anybody out.
Okay. Coach Leveros, I'll pose the same question your way. Do you have anything to add?
We just had our banquet as well, and the only singular awards that are given out are actually by the radio. So we don't do it ourselves, because we truly do believe that everyone does have a role on the team, and there's unsung heroes who might not have the limelight and might not have the same attention, but are very important to the overall success of the team.
Coach Clifton, I'll go back to you. Do you think that's something, you know, when you look at other programs across the state, something that you'd really try to instill at Sonora High School, that it's the team effort and not just an individual person's game?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Roger Canepa, who was my coach at Sonora High School, coached with him for 12 years at Calaveras, and now he's the head coach at Central Catholic. And their motto is we, not me. I would never steal that. And, you know, Coach Craig was our previous head coach. You know, he was a big family type of guy. And I believe every team is a little different, and they have to find their way. And, you know, I don't really have a strong motto that I don't want to force feed anything into any kid. The cream will rise to the top, and they will figure it out themselves. And it just came back to us this year that it just came back to be kind of like a family atmosphere. But that's different for everybody. So what family is to me, to Coach Leveros, to you, is very different than everybody else. So we just kind of let our kids make their own way.
Coach Leveros, anything you'd like to add?
What was the question again?
Just in response to, you know, when you look across the state, is it kind of something unique to your programs, really focusing on the team, whereas some other teams may, you know, focus on individual stars and that type of thing?
I would say that what's true for the Foothills in particular, unlike a lot of the Valley and unlike a lot of different schools, a lot of these kids have been through school K through 12. So you have a very tight-knit bond. And then if they haven't been together K through 12, they've been playing each other
K through 12
yeah. on travel ball. So I really feel that every time that we leave, we call it leaving the mountain, we do have a very strong family value that's kind of just the pride of the mountain men.
Need to take a quick break. We're celebrating the recent high school football seasons for Sonora High School and Somerville High School, joined on the program this weekend by the head coaches of both programs. From Sonora High School, we have Kurt Clifton, and from Somerville, we have Coach Sean Leveros. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We are recapping and celebrating historic football seasons on this weekend's Motherload Views. We're pleased to be joined in studio by the head coaches from each local program in Tuolumne County. From Somerville, we have Coach Sean Leveros, and from Sonora High School, Coach Kurt Clifton. Coach Clifton, I'll stay with you for Sonora High School with this next question. You know, going down to Southern California and the championship, you know, take us through that and kind of some of your memories from that trip.
Oh, yeah. You know, actually, Coach Leveros and I think we talked a couple times that week about what they were going to do, what we were going to do. And but it's because it's a mad rush.
It is a rush.
And it's like a full week's worth of work on top of getting ready for the game. But we decided to leave at 8 o'clock. So we had food for the kids on the bus. We got down to the Grapevine right around noon. Everything was smooth sailing. Gave all the kids money. They spread out, got their food, came back on with snacks. And over the Grapevine was great. And then we hit a parking lot. Mm-hmm. I think we went 3/4 mile in 2 hours and 15 minutes. And so we were running a little bit behind schedule, but we did end up getting to Fullerton College and getting our practice in like we wanted. And then we got to the hotel and we were basically checking in the same time with you guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, then we had our dinner, got to walk down to the restaurant, and they just were able to pick whatever they wanted. And, you know, due to the generosity of the community, there was no worries about that at all. You know, it was great. The kids took it like a business trip, which is very concerning when you're taking 16, 17-year-old kids down there. You know, maybe some of them might be the first time they were ever out, you know, or down that way. But they handled it with class, just like I wanted them to.
So the 4A championship game, when you're heading into that game, were you feeling pretty confident?
Well, if you're not confident, then I think you probably shouldn't be there. I was confident that our kids were going to play extremely hard. I was not terribly confident that we were going to win because they were so athletic. But I felt like once after the first quarter, I kind of felt like it was over after the first quarter.
And I know in talking to you, you were pretty proud that whole trip, just how the young men carried themselves, right?
Yes, we had a breakfast the morning of the game, and they gave us our own private room, and it was really nice breakfast, good food, and our kids were, you know, doing what they normally do. They would help bus their tables, and they were talking to the staff. Well, the hotel manager came down to me, and he just said, he goes, Coach, I want to give you and your program a compliment because we have been doing this for years. We've had colleges, multiple high schools, and nobody has ever treated our staff with much respect as your kids and helped the bus the tables. And they were just talking to the people, which I kind of thought was normal. But apparently he threw us a really nice compliment, and it was really great to hear that. And I felt like the morning of that game, we'd already won.
It's great to hear. Coach Leveros, I'll go over to you for Somerville High School. You know, take us through that lead up to the 6A championship game and kind of your memories.
Yeah, Coach Clifton and I had talked a couple times leading up to the game and where you're going to practice, how you're going to practice, where you're going to do your walkthroughs. And we do an actually padded contact practice the day before the game. And as opposed to trying to find the right place to go, we did an 8 a.m. practice and on our football field. And it was cold. The lights were on because it was dark at that time. And it was one of our better practices that we had. So then the true most nerve-wracking moment of probably the trip, I don't know if Sonora had to do what we did, but we had to do a bag check. And we had to check all the football players' bags prior to them boarding the bus. And that was my biggest worry. Is like, we are leaving this mountain. We're going to go represent this county. It would be a shame if you don't get to go with us. And the boys did well. The bag check went well. And as we were leaving the gym, I was playing with the kids and telling them, after this bag check, we are going to walk through the canine dog line. Like, there's going to be a bunch of dogs out. And the kids are like, well, we're still going to get checked by dogs. And they did not know the dogs that I was talking about was our school released all of the student body, and they formed a line. So we walked through a student body line from the gym all the way to the bus. So it was a kind of cool moment of a send off. And there was a bunch of community members, board members, our QB club members, all part of that send off. So that was a great memory. And then another amazing memory that I will keep similar to Snor's story was after our game, we had three different CIF officials. It's quite the process to start your game. Halftime, you move your stuff out of the locker room that you dressed. You move it to an outside just kind of tent zone. So after the game is over, the winners are told you're going to go to the 40-yard line. You're going to take a big group picture, and then you're going to be rushed off. We're going to take the trophy, and we're going to take the board to pictures where Max Preps has a tent doing pictures. And it's just a mad rush. Mm-hmm. So the kids leave midfield. They go take their pictures, and then they go to that temporary tent zone. And we had three different CIF officials come to us during that moment and just compliment us on how well-behaved our boys were and how they picked up after themselves and how they said yes and thank you and made eye contact mm-hmm. during the conversation. And that was the fourth game of that site's five-game venue. And to receive that compliment, our principal said that might be the best thing that happened. And then the last memory that I have of that night, our game ended soon enough that I remember the skylight. And the skylight was similar to a Rose Bowl. Like, as it starts to get dusk, that pinkish venue was something that I'll remember.
So then when did it set in that you actually were the state champions? Was it the parade days later?
We were fortunate to be up enough in the fourth quarter that I was able to take in just the surroundings, and the game management was kind of over, and you just got the chance to soak it in. So that night was amazing. But to see what the community did for us, to send us down and to rally and to generate funds, and then to cap that off with an amazing parade of generosity was the icing on the cake.
Coach Clifton, how about you? When did it start to sink in?
Yeah, I think it started to sink in at the parade. We were talking at the parade on the fire truck, and it was amazing. And that really was the start of it, because when you get back, it's such a mad rush. We wanted to try and get everything done. There's so much more to do and all that good stuff. So we wanted to and then finally, when the banquet was over last weekend, it was the finality of it. Yep. And so it's just been kind of a process for me, I think, you know. But, an amazing process.
Yeah, it brought so many people excitement, especially right around the holiday season. And, I mean, just kind of looking back, you know, the community support that you saw. Coach Clifton, what can you say just about the community?
That's why we live in Tuolumne County. I told Del Rogers that when they were there for the parade, and I said, this is why you live in Tuolumne County, because it was unparalleled.
Agreed.
And, you know, I spoke at a Reno coaching clinic this last weekend, and a lot of people were asking me, you know, or congratulations, guys, you know, whatever, and you know, how was it? And I said, well, here's what the process, and here's how much, if you, hopefully you guys get there. If you're going to have to travel, here's what it's going to cost you. Yeah. And I would be more than happy to help you guys on our agenda and the way we did it. You can tweak it on your own, but because it's a lot of work. But the generosity of our county is, I really don't have words. And, you know, it was tremendous.
Coach Leveros, a lot of people helping Somerville's program as well.
The behind-the-scenes movement that's taking place, getting the team prepared was the easy part.
Yep.
Getting all of the bodies down there was the hard part. And all the meetings before that with the CIF, and then all of the just the dotting the I and crossing the T to make it happen wouldn't have happened without the generosity of this county. And when I was asked at the conclusion of our game, I truly believe that Gold Country was glowing from all sides.
Mm. Yep, I agree.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with the head football coaches from Somerville and Sonora High Schools. From Sonora, we have head coach Kirk Clifton, and from Somerville, we have Sean Leveros. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll have our final segment here in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're celebrating the historic football seasons of Somerville and Sonora High Schools on this weekend show, joined on the program by Sonora High head coach Kirk Clifton and Somerville High head coach Sean Leveros. Coach Leveros, I'll pose this next question to you, and then I'll go to Coach Clifton right after. But, you know, these high school football players, they come to high school four short years, and then they move on. You know, what are the types of things you really hope to instill in these young men when they come through the football program?
Yeah, I'm glad that we actually get a chance to redo this question, because I completely neglected something that we do for our culture. And the teenagers right now, they're probably at their thinnest moral fabric of their life. Like, there's a lot of decisions that they get posed with daily. So we have a system that rewards the kids for the behavior that we're seeking, and eligible football players is what we desire. So we have a point system with different factors of GPA, being a multi-sport athlete, your athletic development, and then community service. So we add those four categories together, and that will create a point system. And what we use with that point system is they get to decide where they sit on the bus. Last year, that point system came down to a virtual tie between two football players over the jersey they wanted. And then we had to decide who got the jersey on the football field in a football drill. So we use it as a tie-breaking system. We use it as a promotion system. A lot of the community members, they will issue scholarships to our football players as seniors, and they want to know, hey, who has the highest point value or who in this point system. So that kind of helps guide these football players to what we hope are better decisions.
Coach Clifton, I'll go over same question to you. You know, these, as mentioned, football players, four short years of high school, less than that when it comes to varsity football. You know, what do you hope to instill in these young men?
Yeah, I went to a coaching clinic in 1998, and I heard Bobby Bowden speak, who's a legendary Hall of Fame college football coach, and he recruited a lot of kids from the inner city. And he said he would go into these homes, and he would tell them, you are born with right and wrong. If you are running from the police, you did something wrong, and you know that. And so I believe that our kids are instilled with knowing what is right and what is wrong.
Agreed.
And so I talk to them. I kind of like what Sean does over there. Maybe not to that extent, because that seems like a heck of a lot of work.
It is.
However, I just And I, from my high school football coach, Gary Smith, and he said, if you do the right thing, you'll always be okay. And I tell them, it is not very easy to do the right thing all the time. It is very hard to do that. And the longer you learn that and get in that habit, the better off you're going to be. Because life is not easy. And even 40-year-old men don't make do the right thing all the time. So if you stay on track and do the right thing, then you're going to be in a good place.
To make good decisions, I assume that grades tie into that as well?
Absolutely. We don't do study hall anymore at Sonora High School. It's when the grade checks come out. If they are ineligible, they will meet me Saturday morning at 6 a.m. and we will run in the stadium. And I did not have any meetings at 6 a.m. Saturday morning.
Coach Leveros, you know, when the football season is on, they see you down on the field and the team. You know, what's going on the rest of the time of the year? I assume it's a year-round effort.
It is a year-round effort. Games are a couple months of the year. If you're lucky, 3 months of the year. But it is a year-round effort. So we just concluded that the last season concludes, in my opinion, just as Coach alluded to earlier, when the banquet is over. And now that season is in the past, and we're gearing up for the future. And for the football players, that means that they are to become the best athlete that they can, the best eligible athlete that they can. Football coaches are honing their craft, going to clinics, reconditioning of equipment. It's a year-long process. So with the football players right now, it's a good moment because there's no playing time that's earned or lost right now. They're becoming the best athlete they can be.
Coach Clifton, anything you'd like to add on that topic?
Yeah, you know, we now have the weight room open 4 days a week, two different time slots. We have a 6:45 a.m. and a 3:45 p.m. So there's no excuse for anybody playing basketball or who's wrestling right now not to be able to lift and improve themselves. And that's kind of what we're doing right now. We do speed training during sixth period on Wednesdays, and we want kids to be multiple sport athletes and play a lot of sports. And we have a lot of kids wrestling and a lot of kids playing basketball right now, so it's awesome.
You know, I know there are a lot of juniors on both of your teams. You know, Coach Clifton, how are you feeling about next year?
We're a long ways away, but actually our first game's less than 7 months now. But, you know, I have told people, have asked me, like, oh, you're returning a lot of people. And I go, hey, slow down. There's some luck involved in this. Yep. You know, we only lost one kid for the year. And then we had a couple starters that we lost for 2 or 3 weeks here and there that we were able to fill in. But other than that, we were healthy. And, you know, for small schools, that is a tremendous feat. And it's lucky.
Yes, it is.
You have to be lucky to play that long. And, you know, I also think you make your own luck by working out in the off season and preparing hard during the season. But, you know, I don't know. I just know we have good kids, and I'm excited for it.
Coach Leveros, same question over to you. How are you feeling about next year?
It's I believe next year, if our kids don't become a better football team, it won't be a fun season. They're going to get the best shot of every opponent. It's easy to get up once for an opponent and give that opponent your best shot. But to be the team that might be circled on a people's calendar and possibly a little disrespected and like, oh, you won the section at that XYZ level, we're going to get very, very, very good efforts from our opponent. So we better raise the bar.
Going to have to end on that note. Again, it was a historic season in 2024 for both programs. Again, congratulations to both of you. A lot of pride in the community. Thank you both for coming on Motherload Views today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Again, we thank both coaches from Somerville High School. We had Coach Sean Leveros, and from Sonora High School, Kirk Clifton. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.